This would be the Art Drysdale vignette entitled NASA Study Number 1321. Green plants cleaning our air? Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. I'll remind you about what NASA scientists say about plants and chemicals when I return. 3, 2, 1. Well over a decade ago, NASA research indicated sufficient numbers of three common indoor plants could remove ambient gases produced by urea formaldehyde. The three plants were spider plant, golden pothos, and Chinese evergreen. Due to the success of the studies, the Associated Landscape Contractors of America joined with NASA in a two-year study to evaluate a group of 11 varieties of ornamental plants suited to indoor growth. The plants were studied to determine their effectiveness in the removal of at least three indoor priority pollutants, trichloroethylene, TCE, benzene, and formaldehyde. Over 90% of the TCE produced is used in the metal degreasing and dry cleaning industries. In addition, it's used in printing inks, paints, lacquers, varnishes, and adhesives. The U.S. National Cancer Institute considers this chemical a potent liver carcinogen. Benzene is a very commonly used solvent and is also present in many everyday items, including inks, gasoline, oils, paints, plastics, and rubber. It is also used to manufacture detergents, pharmaceuticals, and dyes. It has been known to irritate the skin and eyes. Evidence also exists that benzene will cause inflammation, drying, and dermatitis. Formaldehyde is a ubiquitous chemical found in virtually all indoor environments. The most widely reported symptoms from exposure to high levels of formaldehyde are irritation of the eyes and headaches. I'm Art Drysdale.